This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello?
Hi, Taylor, it's Paul. I'm not sure
Sorry.
Why we got this
disconnected
there.
Yeah. Sorry about
That's
that.
Okay. not a problem. I know it wasn't on my end because it's gonna say you were kicked from the conference before it hangs up on me and whoever I'm talking to. But that's totally fine. Did you have any other questions though?
Is it possible with that same Google account that we can just expand out our service area like all over Florida, or would we have to make multiple accounts for that?
So for the ads, they'll go wherever you want to go. Now, if it's like for the local search engine optimization, that component, if it starts to become like 100 miles away or something like that, Google might say, well, now this is not a local company and your placement in the local map might be affected to the point that if you had someone who could even receive a piece of mail or do a verification, it may come to a point where if it's far enough away that Google would say, well, this is no longer a local business. They shouldn't be in the local map, in which case, if it worked out, we might want to find a more local address for you. And then in that case, you know, we'll see what we could do as far as adjusting the cost of it. But, you know, we'll kind of cross that bridge when we find it. But I did kind of want to let you know, I mean, the local map is called the local map for a good reason. It's usually for businesses that are clearly operating out of that area. So if you're moving significantly farther away and still want to have that placement in the local map, that might be something that we would look into doing with a separate location. The benefit to that, I mean, if it comes to it, if it's a second location, your current location gets a free month. So, I mean, that's kind of a, you know, a little bit of that going on there. You'd be basically referring yourself as a friend, and then you'd get a free month for this one. But hopefully, you know, with the...
Yeah, I mean, we can get more addresses, like...
I mean, if it's an employee, you know, or whatever
you know?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Someone who's working out of that area, and then if we, you know, say, you know, even, you know, as a separate location for you, we can do that, even if it's, you know, considered like,
What would be the best way to go about that? Because we kind of want to do it kind of quickly since I have you on the phone, because we're looking at it in like the next couple months, you know?
Okay.
I know like this first account is going to take a month probably to get going.
Right.
For this area. But like, it's good to know because if we need to go buy a bunch of addresses and start setting up multiple accounts, you know, we could do that as well. Does Google allow that to do, like, when you buy the suite, you buy, like, the address suite? Do they allow that, or does it have to be, like, one of our employees' house,
It would typically, like the virtual addresses and, you know, personal mailboxes, things like that. Historically, Google has not verified those, again, for the exact reason that it could be someone who's completely out of town trying to do that. But yeah, if it's an employee, someone who's there and they're okay with using that, that address just for verification purposes, of course, that address would never appear online for someone to see.
Yes.
Your employee would never have to worry about someone showing up on the doorstep saying, hey, I heard you guys provide cleaning services. That would never happen. But yeah, historically, that's been the route that Google has wanted us to provide, you know, an employee, friend, family member, something like that. And of course, you know, that goes back to when they needed a physical address to mail a PIN card to, although that is almost exclusively how they do not do things anymore, video verifications and things like that. They do still need to have an address that's verified as a local address, and you know, purchasing like a virtual address and things like that. That is still something that Google currently frowns on.
Okay, so we shouldn't do we shouldn't go buy more addresses like that. We should.
I would recommend at this point against it, yeah. And then just finding an employee who's like, okay, yeah, for sure. If it means I'm going to get more work, then let's go ahead and use my address. And then, of course, you know, just let them know, of course, that their address is never going to be seen by the public. Not under this account.
Okay, if I knew that, we would probably have used our address in Orlando instead, like a house address, if we didn't want to use that. But, I guess we will just keep going with how we have it now. And then yeah, for the future, we'll do like employee addresses, and we would have to make multiple accounts, I guess. Like, does it go like in a radius of like 50 miles and then you need to make another account?
It is, I mean, it's going to vary. It's going to depend on, you know, the population of that area, how densely packed your competition is and things like that. But that 50 miles is pretty good just to kind of have in mind as a rule of thumb. I mean, if you've got separate locations every 50 miles, then you're going to be perfectly suited to be in the local map wherever you're going to be providing those services.
Okay.
We can always work with you.
I talked to another cleaning company, and they were telling me that like they're listed in Orlando as like Mint House Cleaning, and then also like Blue Water Cleaning. And when you call both numbers, it goes back to the same guy, and he owns them both. And I asked like, why do you have two different ones? And he said, well, it's just a DBA that I opened.
Uh-huh. Right.
To have a different name so that I can get a bigger market share for the Google LSA, because they cap you out once you get to a certain number of leads. They don't give you anymore. And I'm like, that's probably going to be an issue that we're going to run into that I'm going to have to manage as well.
And if it comes to that.
He wasn't the only one that I've seen do that. I've seen multiple companies do that and have multiple DBAs popping up under the same, like they have multiple LSA accounts. You know, like,
and that is something,
Molly Mae's Orlando, Molly Mae's Kissimmee, but technically that's the same area, you know. But,
exactly.
So they're having like, multiple DBAs going for the same reach, basically, to get more leads.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, again, that is something that we can do if it needs to be done. And it is something that actually is still Google compliant, as long as it's a different phone number. And again, obviously it's going to route to the same person. But you can do that if that's something that needs to be done down the road.
Okay. Will it get expensive with y'all? And would y'all provide different phone numbers like you did, like with this tracking number that you gave us?
We would be able to do a separate tracking number free of charge for you. As far as additional locations go, I mean, I know at the 249, I've already kind of gotten as low as I can go. But I know that we're going to be able to work with you on seeing how we can make it more affordable for you as you continue to expand. And I don't think that the Facebook ads, the $100 of Facebook ads would necessarily be a component required for every one of those locations. So then again, that would take $100 off of that. And of course that's something we can always adjust up or down.
Yeah, because the Facebook page, we can just say it's Florida.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We don't have to
exactly.
say, you know, Orlando, and it would work for everything.
Right. And that's just something that we're required to do.
I don't want to make a new Facebook page for all of them.
Correct. And it's just something that we're required to do for the initial location. And it's not something that we'd be required to do for additional locations. So, I mean, realistically, additional locations with a separate tracking number and kind of verified through a separate employee address, you'd be looking at $149 a month, realistically. And then, you know, whenever we can apply the friends and family credit, where you're basically the referral credit, referring a business, even if you're referring yourself, then we're going to credit your account wherever we can. I mean, obviously, we want to be as helpful as we can in every way, even if that means, you know, crediting your account, as I have here. And again, we're just charging the $200, not the $250. So I'm going to find out once I process that payment who your account manager is, and they are most likely going to want to reach out to you just to touch base, just to verify that they've got all the information that they need. They'll get the process started with the application, and just to even give you just kind of you know, a heads up on what's going on. I don't know that we would need any additional information from you, but typically our account managers do like to reach out just to introduce themselves.
Okay, yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, I think it's a good idea, different accounts anyway, and then we can track we can track it better and see like, oh, this location isn't giving us that much leads. Let's not put very much ad budget over there, you know, or, you know, just things like that. It would help us kind of figure out where we need to put our ad budget.
Absolutely. Let me just put you on a real brief hold because I just thought, I mean, are they going to want to do a separate client interview now that we're adding LSA? So let me just put you on a real brief hold and I'll find out, okay?
Okay, great. Chat customer with, Yeah. I'll call him back. Did you figure out the price? I know. Well, I'll have you call back and tell him. I know. Yeah, did we way fucking over quote it? Maybe we way over quote. Look, what's the lowest it can go on that job? See what the lowest is so I can call him back with that price. Okay.
Taylor?
Yes.
Hi. So they are going to want to do a separate client interview. They call it an onboarding call when it's LSA. It's going to be pretty quick and easy. It'll be scheduled for a half an hour. Are you available today? I mean, could we do 5 or 6 o'clock or 5:30?
Let me see. Yeah, we can do 5. Yeah, I have 5. To call Marshall client back. So that gives me enough time to do that. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we'll schedule it for 5. It may be a separate technician or it may be your assigned account manager, depending on what their calendar is. Sometimes they coincide, sometimes they don't. But I'll get you in just a couple of minutes here a calendar invite, which is, again, just for your records. You do not need to respond to it.
Okay.
And then we will be reaching out to you at 5, and then your account manager, if it's a separate person, may still be reaching out to you either before 5 or after 5.
Okay, perfect. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
No, thank you too. Thank you very much. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Okay, you too.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.